Let's get more reaction to President Trump's nomination of appeals court judge Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. We spoke with Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, and if you missed that interview on air, you can catch it at hereandnow.org. Joining us now is legal scholar Douglas Kamek, a professor at Pepperdine University School of Law in California. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So what's your reaction to Neil Gorsuch?
I think it is an extremely strong pick on the part of the president. It's one that reflects the commitment of the president's party to having jurists do the work of judges as opposed to legislators. And Judge Gorsuch, even as young as he is, has had a very well-rounded set of experiences as a lawyer in private practice with a distinguished firm. With over 10 years of experience on the appellate bench, as an active litigator himself, and as a legal philosopher. He's someone who has thought deeply about the law and who expresses himself in a way that is not partisan, but rather intellectual and dedicated to the improvement of the justice system. So all around, he's quite a superb pick.
Well, we spoke with Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, about Gorsuch, and he says the question will be, is Gorsuch a judicially conservative judge or a politically conservative activist? What do you think the answer is?
I think the answer is clear that he is a judicially conservative judge. He is someone who is not unlike Judge Merrick Garland, who, while perhaps having a different set of life experiences and would point him in a somewhat different direction on a few issues, I think both of the men would approach their responsibilities as very carefully articulating the difference between judges and lawmakers and giving great deference to lawmakers, but also expecting lawmakers to not just delegate their responsibilities to administrative agencies, but rather to actually make the tough policy choices, allowing judges to read the law as the lawmakers have decided upon it. So I don't think he's going to bring his personal political views. There's no evidence of that in his judicial writing or in his other remarks.
Where do you think he would fit on the court? Some have said he would be less conservative than Clarence Thomas, but more than Samuel Alito. Do you agree with that?
I think he's going to be closer to and this may distress some of the conservatives out there, but I think he's going to be closer to Justice Kennedy. After all, he did clerk for Justice Kennedy, and I think he shares some of the same structural concerns that Justice Kennedy has. And by structural, I mean those features of the Constitution that divide power in a way to ensure that it's accountable, that it's transparent, that it's coincident with the rule of law as opposed to the political preferences of the moment. So while it's always hard to predict, and presidents have been disappointed when they have tried to predict the particular votes on particular cases, I think the thing that you get with Judge Gorsuch is a straight shooter, someone who reads the law, who's going to read the briefs, going to hear the arguments and decide cases on their facts. So in that sense, I think he's more likely to be inclined to be an Anthony Kennedy style, who has his mind open and is not necessarily planted firmly on the left or the right, but planted more conspicuously on the law in the center.
Well, so obviously we can never know how a justice would rule on a case exactly. But do you think, since you're comparing him to Justice Kennedy, that, for example, in the same-sex marriage decision, that he would have also been with the majority as Kennedy was in that case?
You know, he has not spoken, as you mentioned, to that issue. And I suspect in the confirmation hearing he will say that it's inappropriate for him to do so until an individual case arises. But I do think the same set of considerations about liberty and about due process and about equal protection will animate his choice in an issue such as that.
One more thing I want to ask you about, and that is that there is something that is different about Judge Gorsuch than the other justices on the court. He's Protestant, and the rest are Catholic and Jewish. Does that make a difference?
No, I don't think it does. I don't think it makes a difference for any member of the court, and properly so. I think Judge Gorsuch understands that there is no religious or test oath that governs his judicial activity, nor should it. I think that is it's, of course, always good to have a diversity of life experiences on the court. But as to the imposition of religious values into judicial work, I don't think that is going to be a significant factor whatsoever.
That's Douglas Kamek, who is a professor at Pepperdine University School of Law in California. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.